So this is going to be the second talk with prologue, right?
So I do things regarding annotations and something which always fascinates. Sorry, I've got an echo effect. There's a bit of one. Am I too loud?
No, you should be right.
Okay. So. I was always intrigued by Mendeleev and discovering that how he formed an order for the periodic table was to take the elements of which they're aware of and use what he referred to as a game of chance for dropping things. And last year I discovered this graphic, which puts an emphasis on the fact that he wasn't just doing chemistry, but actually dealing with a historical analysis. So this is showing why the chemical aspects are dealt with, that it's actually a historical aspect of things various. And this is something which I've always played with regarding information systems, seeing this flow of activity and objects, and that there's this perpetual churn. And in terms of how I've tried to look at how linguistic communities and what something is to break it down into thematic points and iteratively just add more dimensions and deal with that. And I've tried to do that in terms of notation, which admittedly has been the most complicated of things to communicate and deal with. And I'm going to be sort of touching upon, not as deeply as I'd like, the concepts around constraint logical programming, which is to deal with having the idea of relations working within a closed world model, but these being numbers, and which when you have either a goal or part of the goal, that the prologue system will work out all of the sub options as numbers, and either having that as a sort of a guiding or widening abstract, or whether there are specific conditions or requirements which cause kind of a disjunction and threading or multiple strains of numbers for dealing with things. So this is a graphic which I came up with many years ago for sort of providing more of a what? I'm going to increase the font. Yes. So. So I'm going to sort of walk to the board. It's still, can it get bigger? It's going to get, I've got a very minimalist setup at the moment. I had System Craft as bankruptcy, so I might have to just miniaturize myself dealing with things. But this is in fact a transposition of the chemistry table into a QWERTY keyboard layout. So if this is, yes, the... people have seen my talks and my works is maybe not surprised by the level of megalomania I can do with my work. So if you imagine that this is the home row and you have the other forms there, so in effect I have a logical form in which you have three guiding positions there and three there, and they in effect form the main cog for what something is. But over time I realized that there were more sort of there were more areas things, so I created emphases points regarding whether something is a recipient, something is more of an objective thing, or whether something is destroyed or with written across, as well as more of a kind of sexual organ, which by convention normally have one in terms of that. So we're going to play. I like talking over people in talk. Some people might resent it, some might find it tolerable. So if you recognize any of these letters followed by Q, W, E, or 2, or these things, you can actually just heckle out, and I will add colors on the board, because normally I have white screen, and when something goes wrong, then then I add it for focus in dealing with things. I think schemas are actually a bit of a distraction, and they're forcing the things you to pay attention, the things you know, rather than the things which you're deliberating upon. So this I'm going to touch upon briefly is just a way of using in TXR the parser, a way of turning nonsense on a keyboard to other people, but me as a deliberation of either what I'm facing or what I expect it to be or how I'd want to achieve it.
Larger.
So, they look like that. And so you have all of these various points in terms of that, and this one is actually dedicated for observing these annotations and outputting it in a various point. So you can end up, I've been using a system between 2 and 16 characters, which gets to, it's something like, in effect, I'm hitting the point of trillions now that I've as an index range, and because of how I've been dealing with things in terms of weighting based upon the periodic table type thing, in effect, the larger number is the greater level of complexity. So unlike RDF with Wikidata, where they find it very funny to do hitchhiker galaxy type things with number 42. And then whatever number 43 has nothing in common, it was just the next thing they thought of, that I have the point in which I intersect. And so I should just give a small example of, I'm going to kill all this. We're going to see some X-Randa things from there, but there we go. So this is bigger. So. Yeah, so we've got the RQRE being echoed there, and that just becomes a multi-dimensional array in which it's, this would be the RE, and this would be the RQ, and this would be the RE, and this would be some of the supplementary information across. And so what I have with regards to the prologue is the idea that I can actually do path walking by having a generalization of various things. So I have the concatenation of subsets of things, just as you would have with molecular structures and things being combined. Water requires two facets and various things like that, and just as you would have with things in which you have to combine things or form things or things which are a union or things which needed to be separated upon, you have this kind of great ecology and movement of things. And this is, let's see, we'll get to actually some prologue. I got a bit distracted compiling Scryer prologue, and I told them at the last meetup in November that I would have to build a lighthouse in order to construct it, given that it's packaged in Rust. But unfortunately, I hadn't considered how deep the foundations would be. But I had to go through 2,500 package scripts just to verify and feel confident regarding that, so that in later stages I'll know that it isn't the Geeks packaging which is to blame, but somebody at the Rust end, I'm assuming. But and it meant that probably some of my examples would be a little trite and cumbersome regarding things. But for instance, it's given me flexibility to have a great generalization, so I can have an infinite level in terms of emphases, so I could hit sort of Morse code style scatting if needs be. And because you would have, just like you would have in a hash, you could have all of these themes represented as just a single array, just as notches on a cog which spins around, that you can actually have the commensurate thing in terms of that. And what I have regards to that is that based upon the inputs and expectations, there would be a unique number in terms of that, and you could have somebody working on a whole different mental apparatus in terms of that, and that could be that could be made defined as equivalent. This is something which Prologue is naturally very comfortable at doing. This thing is equivalent to that thing, and you could have somebody add a different mental model with a different index range, and you could have that in terms of jumping across and dealing with things. And I've been doing that with regards to the Geeks packaging and putting in my annotations, for instance, as comments. You'll be pleased to know that I haven't been actually attacking the Geeks packaging details at least today. But there's, so you can all rest for another year. But I have the point that, for instance, somebody working on the same package definition, and if they have the same inputted parameters about skipping tests or skipping the build, that in effect, if they were in a system where they were having a connection of the instance of my knowledge management, that they could go, this annotation in this context is equivalent. So, and by inference, there would be an injection of this semantic chain, which could have different possibilities. And I think I'm pleased that Prologue is able to satisfy like that. And I feel guilty that I've mentioned it in terms of that, in terms of the billing, but for me it was something very justified. Unfortunately, the solutions I came up with regards to refactoring some of my work made it a little too trivial and redundant to deal with, because it felt a little too clean. So that it would be, I would go through procedurally things which it would be like fresh air breathing upon you. It wouldn't do anything. But that's this is an example of the type of constraints. These are very fundamental, simple blocks, and nobody really gets to talk on Fosden saying, why don't you put a hash in terms of it and do something which you could do at primary school. But this has some very strong fundamentals. Marcus Triska is somebody who I should acknowledge, and I will be putting some good notes at some point around the time of these videos putting up. So I'll have some due course and provide some pointers of some people who are clean and concise and erudite with regards to the fundamentals of this. And so you can get into a situation where these concepts will be explained much more clearer and coherent in terms of your own programming mindset. Thank you. Nobody's heckled an annotation yet, but that's fine. Next year they will have a game.